AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The first day of Donald Trump's hush money trials ended with an initial jury selection process that saw dozens excused after saying they could not be fair or impartial. None have been seated. Meantime, the stock price for Trump Media is sliding.
As Donald Trump appeared in a New York City courtroom, shares of Trump Media and Technology Group fell 18% to $26.61. That's about a third of last month's peak price. Analysts say the drop is likely in part due to waning enthusiasm and because the company filed documents that opened the door for the future sale of millions of its shares. But experts are quick to note Trump, his son Donald Jr., and the company CEO former lawmaker Devin Nunes are not allowed to sell their holdings for about 5 months. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Norman Hall has the latest from the Supreme Court.
Reversing lower courts, the Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth while lawsuits over the law proceed. The 2023 law subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or other gender-affirming care to people under age 18. Opponents of the law have said it will likely increase suicide rates among teens. The law's backers have said it is necessary to protect children from medical or surgical treatments for gender dysphoria. Gender-affirming care for youth is supported by every major medical organization. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Israeli military's renewed warnings for Palestinians not to return to northern Gaza. This after witnesses say 5 people were killed when Israeli troops opened fire as throngs tried to walk back to their homes. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been blocking freeways and bridges in Illinois, California, New York, and Oregon today. And the weapons supervisor on the movie Rust has been sentenced to 18 months in prison in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. This is AP News.